King Louis XIV's Versailles. And 1853, that was the year that was. The mystery revealed next week, I promise.
Tom Service, and this week's Music Matters was produced by Peter Meanwell. Full details of all the items in today's programme are available on the Radio 3 website, and there you can also download a podcast of the programme.
As London becomes the international focus of attention, conductor Robert Ziegler and I, Mark Kermode, with the BBC Concert Orchestra, are going to look at the lasting legacy of London on film through music.
The international lineup of composers includes Bernard Herrmann, Alexandra Desplat, Howard Shore, Stephen Sondheim, Hans Zimmer and Burt Bacharach. And we'll also hear from homegrown talents David Arnold, John Barry and Michael Nyman.
You've probably guessed some of the films already. Alfie, The King's Speech, Ypres File, Hangover Square, Sherlock Holmes. And of course, we had to include Bond, James Bond.
And as a special treat, Pete Townsend and Jeff Beck will play along in a brand new arrangement of music from Quadrophenia.
That's our live evening concert here on BBC Radio 3 on Monday night at 7:30.
BBC Radio 3 it is, 90 to 93 FM on digital radio, also online. Just gone 1 o'clock, time for the news from Ian Skelly.
Around 90 people have had to be arrested by the emergency services after being caught up in flooding near Aberystwyth in West Wales. At one point, a helicopter winched several members of a lifeboat crew to safety. The floodwater is said to be up to 5 feet deep in some places, and four caravan and chalet sites are underwater. Eurozone finance ministers are to hold a conference call this afternoon as speculation mounts that Spain will make a formal request for a bailout of its banks. Last night, the International Monetary Fund estimated that Spanish banks need at least 40 billion euros. Activists in Syria say the number of people killed overnight by government shelling in the southern town of Deraa has risen to 19. They say at least 10 women and 2 children are among the dead. 4 French soldiers have been killed in eastern Afghanistan. Officials say the troops have been on duty in the Kapisa region, supporting the Afghan National Army. Libya says it's arrested an Australian lawyer from the International Criminal Court for trying to pass what it calls dangerous documents to Saif al-Islam, Colonel Gaddafi's son. He's been in detention since November, accused of crimes against humanity. The government is due to publish proposals to give legal rights to around 1 million people in England who spend much of their time caring for elderly or disabled relatives. Under the plans, local authorities will be obliged to offer support, which could include transport and training, although it's not yet clear how this will be funded. London bus drivers have voted for strike action in protest at the decision by operators not to give them a bonus for working over the Olympics. The Unite Union is due to announce dates for walkouts next week. The Duke of Edinburgh has been discharged from hospital in time to celebrate his 91st birthday tomorrow. Prince Philip was admitted to the King Edward VII Hospital in London on Monday for treatment for a bladder infection. And the weather, southern England and Scotland will be bright and sunny this afternoon, although there still will be a chance of showers. It'll be cloudy with heavy downpours in northern England, and rain across Wales will gradually clear. And that's the BBC News and the weather. It's now 1:03.
And time for the early music show. Here's Lucy Skeeping.
In today's programme, we're hearing highlights from a concert given at St John's Smith Square, the first of our early music show visits to the 2012 Lufthansa Festival of Baroque Music. In keeping with this year's Olympic spirit, the festival's theme was the harmony of nations and competitions, which is something today's performers certainly know a lot about. Their ensemble Savadi, 3 musicians who do indeed all hail from different nations. The sopranos, Christina Jaunalksni from Latvia and Ulrika Hofbauer from Germany, and Marie Bournissien from France, who plays the arpa doppia, a type of double-strung baroque harp popular in Italy during the 16th and 17th centuries. So much for the harmony of nations then. And as for competitions, these 3 women are old hands, having won the Early Music Network International Young Artist Competition in 2003, and a year later taking both the jury and the audience prizes in the prestigious Van Wassenaar competition in Amsterdam. Here are Savadi in a track from their debut album, Fabulae Sacrae. This is music by Carissimi, Vanitas Vanitatum.
Vanitas vanitatum, Thank you.
Vanitas Vanitatum, a sacred cantata by Carissimi, evoking the pleasures, works and consolations of earthly life around the meditation Omnia Vanitas Vanitas Vanitatum. All is vanity, vanity of vanities. It was performed by Ensemble Savardi. The name Savardi is a Latvian term which, roughly translated, means in a different way. And this sums up their ethos, to present early music with what you might call period awareness, but in a way that reflects the spirit and emotions of young performers of today. For the rest of the programme, we're dipping into the concert they gave at St John Smith Square as part of this year's Lufthansa Festival, where they perform music they rather wittily describe as bonsai opera. It's a clever title because what we're going to hear is a selection of Italian madrigals from the first half of the 1600s. But don't expect to hear any coy nonny nonnies or jolly fa-la-las. These little pieces are sensual and dramatic in a very real way. The poets who gave us the words wanted to engage the heart as well as the intellect. And Ensemble Savardi have, in a sense, redefined these vocal gems by acting them out with movement and with gesture, in effect turning each one into a miniature opera. Along the way, they draw in emotions that have as much relevance for young women today as they did back in the Baroque era, as the group's sopranos Christina and Ulrika explain.
Actually, we found when we started exploring this kind of repertoire about 12 years ago, I think.
Yeah, about.
We found that it's fairly difficult to present this in the usual way, the way we were brought up with as classical singers, standing in front of an audience with a book of music in our hands and trying to bring across this beautiful poetry. We started exploring to sing this music by heart and to put it into a kind of staged version.
Dramatical approach.
Yes, a very dramatical approach to try and bring the poetry into something that's like a drama, like as if it was a little opera. That's why we called this program Bonsai Operas in the beginning.
Is there any evidence that this was how they might have been performed?
No.
Not at all.
No. It's very unlikely that it was really done like this. We have some reports that talk about the singers being very dramatic or being very expressive, also with their hands and with their heads, but I think they might not have taken it to that extreme, also because the music was initially meant for very little rooms.
Yeah. So you're bringing something quite special to St John Smith Square. I don't think audiences would have seen it. What are you doing on stage that's bringing it to life?
Well, it's hard just to stand calm and explain or tell these stories. They're so full of passion, so full of up and downs and highs and lows, and we're just following these waves. We're going up and down and going, very often we're going in the public and interacting with listeners. It's really funny to see the reaction. Sometimes people come with us and sometimes they want to be left alone and they want their private space, but we quite like the challenge. People to come with us and surf with us a little bit these waves.
Christina Jarnauksni and Ulrika Hofbauer, the two sopranos from the trio Ensemble Savardi. Well, we'll come to the songs in a minute, but by way of a prelude to their concert, I thought we'd hear a solo from the third member of the group who didn't appear in that interview, the harpist Mari Bornissian. Here she is on the double harp, or the Italian arpa doppia, with a toccata by Giovanni Picchi. He's a composer who also wrote madrigals. And while this is purely an instrumental piece, the harp provides so many variations of colour and dynamics that you almost imagine you can hear words to the music.
Thank you.
Toccata by Giovanni Picchi, performed by Marie Bonissian, part of this concert given by Ensemble Savardi. And so, to what the group describe as bonsai operas. We're going to hear three madrigals in this set, each one on the theme of love, naturally, and as you might expect, most of it painfully unrequited. The second is by that great master of the form, Monteverdi, and the text compares the plight of a bird held captive in a cage to the human feeling of being captured by love. Dear little bird, how alike are your fate and mine. You sing for one who has bound you, as I do, but while your singing brings reward, I, singing, die. And in the performance, the singers brilliantly evoke the idea of a cage by standing either side of the harp, singing to each other through the tall vertical strings, almost as if they were bars of a prison. They followed it with a more light-hearted song, a solo from Christina Jaunalksne by Barbara Strozzi. Many of her songs are deep and passionate, but she could also be flirtatious and cheeky, as we'll hear. Tell me, O fear, shall we ever find happiness? Hope and fear can never agree, for one dwells on pain while the other is blinded by love. Even if I were to say no, to hope I would still say yes. But to start the set, a madrigal by Giovanni Rovetta. He represents the next generation of composers after Monteverdi. And like most of the pieces we're going to hear, although it's written as if it's the thoughts of a single suffering lover, when acted out, as the singers move around the stage and address lines to each other, we get a sense that, if not literally portraying two individuals, then we're hearing the inner conflict of one. Oh, how many times have I wept and suffered? I could never find a woman of pure heart, of true fidelity. Her promises a fragile glass, her true love an empty whim.
Oh,
three madrigals from early 17th century Italy by Giovanni Ravetta, by Monteverdi, and the last one in the set by Barbara Strozzi. You're listening to The Early Music Show with me, Lucy Skeeping, here on Radio 3, and highlights from the concert given at St John Smith Square by Ensemble Savardi, part of the 2012 Lufthansa Festival of Baroque Music. The music of Barbara Strozzi holds a particular fascination for this trio of women musicians because she herself was a young female composer operating in what was very much a man's world. Barbara came from an intellectual Venetian family and would often be asked to perform her own songs to entertain her father's friends, who were leading poets, writers, and musicians and artists of the day. We're going to hear two more pieces by Strozzi now. The second is Udite Amanti, the sad complaints of a young woman whose lover has betrayed her. Hear, O lovers, the reason for my tears. My adored and beautiful idol is inconstant and wicked. In sobs I find healing, in sighs my solace. As you'll hear, the whole song is accompanied by a repeated harmonic pattern on the harp, which seems to add to the feeling of relentless sadness of the text. And on the stage, the two sopranos reacted to the words as if comforting each other like two tragic heroines in an operatic scene. It's followed by another solo for double harp by Picchi. First, though, Strozzi's La rimata da chi amava, the reawakening of love in one who has loved. Here, rather than communing with each other as if sharing their private thoughts, the singers addressed much of the text to the audience, as if they were two young women of any age, distressed by their love lives. Sorrow, sleep, pain, cease your sighing and weeping. Love, wishing me well, will return to me my bright sun. O heart, let joy and pleasure return to you.
Thank you.
Paolo Ongaro and Il Suo Balletto, performed on the Arpa Doppia by Marie Bournisien. And before that, we heard two madrigals by the Venetian composer Barbara Strozzi. It was at the Schola Cantorum Basiliensis in the Swiss city of Basel where the three members of Ensemble Savadi met and first had the idea of acting out madrigals. They were encouraged by the singer Evelyn Taub and the lutenist Anthony Rulli, both Brits now resident in Basel, who became their mentors. Rulli has always been interested in the idea of using gesture within Italian songs of this period. Rather ahead of his time, he even made a wonderful and underrated video back in the 1980s with his own group moving, reacting, exclaiming, dancing even, to madrigals. So for him to find three young women in Ensemble Savadi to put his ideas into practice once more was very satisfying. The group is enjoying being part of the process, and evidently their audiences are too, if the crowd at St John's is anything to go by. An encore was called for in no uncertain terms. A comic scene this time, in the shape of Tarquinio Merula's La Donna e Mobile Verga, in which the women get their own back on the men. Before that, though, we've just time for two more madrigals. The first, Monteverdi's Romanesca a due, was performed rather like a girly locker room chat as they discuss and compare their boyfriends. Who has stolen my beloved and hidden him from me? The two singers appear from either side of the stage carrying chairs which they defiantly slam onto the ground before launching into the music. After that, a solo song by Benedetto Ferrari, delivered likewise with restless anger. How I burn, oh wretched me! I am but a young girl, my hair is beautiful gold, and my cheeks like new roses. How great will be my torments when my skin is wrinkled and my hair silver. Which just goes to show that nothing changes. When Ensemble Savadi talk about these songs having meaning for us today, I, for one, know exactly what they mean.
Oh, Thank you.
Donna e Mobile Verga by Merula, a cheeky encore from Ensemble Savadi, bringing their concert from St John Smith Square to a close. And before that, we heard them sing madrigals by Monteverdi and Ferrari, highlights from their concert given at the 2012 Lufthansa Festival of Baroque Music. I'll be presenting more from the festival in tomorrow's programme, when our performers will be the instrumental group Musica ad Renum, directed by the flautist Jed Wentz. I hope you'll join me then.
The Early Music Show was presented by Lucy Skeeping. And of course, you can download a weekly podcast version of the programme. Just go to the Radio 3 website and follow the links to the Early Music Show homepage.
Jerome lives alone with his state-of-the-art recording devices.
One for sampling commences. Oh, for God's sake, Jerome.
A humanoid robot, NAN 300F.
She's just a machine.
Who can inspire Jerome to write the perfect piece of music on the subject of love?
Love? How could you ever possibly, conceivably describe something you can't even recognise?
And what are most important, machines or human beings? Jerome's work or being reunited with his family?
Your father and I, we have both been selfish, we have been thoughtless and stupid and human.
Alan Ayckbourn's award-winning relationship comedy, Henceforward.
When you play this back, I want you to know that you are a sick, twisted voyeur, or whatever the listening equivalent is, an auditor.
Drama on 3, tomorrow night at 8:30 on BBC Radio 3.
And now the Radio 3 Lunchtime Concert, a second chance to hear last Monday's live broadcast from Wigmore Hall. It was introduced by Catherine Bott.
Welcome to Wigmore Hall for a recital consisting of two works for piano by composers born almost 200 years apart, both of whose abundant talents and musical personalities became apparent at a very early age. Franz Schubert, whose life was to be cut short at the age of 31, and Thomas Ades, who continues to go from strength to strength as composer, pianist and conductor. The recitalist is the French-Canadian Louis Lortie, who was here at Wigmore Hall last year, celebrating Liszt's bicentenary by playing the complete Année de Pèlerinage. The Schubert sonata he's chosen today is Deutsch No. 960 in B-flat, published as Franz Schubert's very last composition. But it begins with Traced Overhead by Thomas Ades. At the age of 18, Ades was runner-up in the piano class of the BBC Young Musician competition, and he studied piano at the Guildhall School before reading music at Cambridge. The piano often features prominently in his music. Traced Overhead was commissioned by Imogen Cooper and the Cheltenham International Festival in 1996. The piece was inspired partly by images from sacred paintings of angels ascending towards the heavens in shafts of light. It's constructed in three movements. The first, sursum, is the Latin adverb of upward motion, as in sursum corda, lift up your hearts. The second, etheria, continues the ascent, slowing down as it leads straight into the final movement, chori, choirs, of angels perhaps. But some angels fall, and the work ends with a tumble to earth. The New York Times said of Traced Overhead that the music quivers with spiralling riffs, piercing contrapuntal lines, and pungent cluster chords that ecstatically leap about the keyboard. Now, to play Traced Overhead by Thomas Ades, we welcome Louis Lortie.
Thank you.